First Baptist Church of Redmond, October 10th, 2021, Ecclesiastes chapter 10. You only have today. Make it count.
Please rise and join me reading Ecclesiastes 10:10. If the axe is dull and he does not sharpen its edge, then he must exert more strength. Wisdom has the advantage of bringing success. You may be seated.
You only have today. Make it count. A theme I've picked for Ecclesiastes 10, 5 through 11. 5 through 11. I'd like to start and end by saying something ridiculous, but it really happened. In January of this year, the Dutch Defense Safety Inspection Agency, well, that's hard to say, launched an investigation about an F-16 fighter that suffered damage from 20-millimeter cannon fire during a routine training exercise. The problem? The damage came from the jet shooting itself. The aircraft is equipped with a Vulcan Gatling gun, which can fire over 6,000 rounds a minute. Those rounds travel at a muzzle velocity of 3,450 feet per second. But the aircraft is capable of flying much faster. So what appears to have happened is, after a burst of rounds were fired from the aircraft, the pilot accelerated and collided with those rounds while in midair. At least some of them struck the side of the F-16's fuselage, and parts of a round were ingested by the aircraft's engine. Wow. The F-16's pilot managed to land the aircraft safely. Wow. Was that smart? No, he needed some wisdom. There is an evil I have seen under the sun, like a mistake that proceeds from the ruler. In the words of Martin Luther, thinking back to the first verse of the 10th chapter, just as dead flies ruin the best of ointments, so it happens to the best counsel in the state, in the Senate, or in war. Along comes some wicked rascal and ruins everything. Like a mistake means like an error in this verse. A thoughtless, though culpable, you're responsible for it, though culpable sort of mistake. Administrative oversight results in placing inept people in positions of high responsibility and power. They use their position for personal advantage. They are more interested in servants and status than service. By the time their folly is exposed, it is too late. The damage has already been done. Afterward, people wonder how they were ever managed to put in charge. It's common in politics, but it happens in other groups too. Foolishness is set in many exalted places, while the rich sit in humble places. When the wrong people get into power, everything gets turned upside down. Solomon says in verse 5 that errors in leadership produce evil in our society. Then he describes some of the bad things that happen. In a different context, this reversal might indicate the triumph of justice as the filthy rich get put in their place. I'm speaking about while the rich sit in humble places. Here, it means that people with financial resources do not have the power to use them for the public good. I have seen slaves riding on horses and princes walking like slaves on the land. In ancient Israel, the common citizen did not even own a horse in Solomon's day. Slaves generally did not ride on horseback, but walked in front of or behind their masters. But when folly sits on the throne, everything is topsy-turvy. Slaves ride while princes walk. One who digs in a pit may fall into it, and a serpent may bite one who breaks through the wall. Solomon is simply telling us to be careful. Why? Things don't always work out as planned, do they? Solomon says you don't know what is going to happen. This world is not a safe place, and if we are wise, we will watch out for danger. This is the first of four illustrations of people who are simply doing their jobs and who fall prey to dangers that are inherent in their occupations. Their injuries are simply accidental. They didn't intend to it. They didn't mean to do it. They didn't think they would do it, but they did it. They're not punishments for bad behavior, and they are not mentioned so the wise person can avoid them. They're unavoidable accidents. One who quarries stones may be hurt by them, and one who splits logs may be endangered by them. Certainly, this interpretation is true to life. Stone cutters don't always get injured by falling rocks. Loggers don't always hurt themselves by falling timber, but sometimes they do. And this fits in well with what Ecclesiastes says elsewhere about life's many misfortunes. If the axe is dull and he does not sharpen its edge, then he must exert more strength. Wisdom has the advantage of bringing success. This last illustration might be complicated by a dull blade. The axe wielder must strike harder, and the extra exertion might create yet another accident. Solomon ends the string of Proverbs with his main point. Wisdom has the advantage of bringing success. No matter what labor you might pursue, wisdom brings safety and success. If the serpent bites before being charmed, there is no benefit for the charmer. Verse 11 is more difficult to interpret, but it seems to make nearly the opposite point. Here the danger lies in acting too slowly. In other words, one who is able to handle a difficult matter, a charmer, fails for lack of speed. The serpent bites before charmed. Once the snake is charmed, it can be kept under control. But until then, it's very dangerous. Wisdom helps us prepare for a better future. Rulers make appointment mistakes that will cost them. Wisdom helps you take precautions for us. Sometimes it's important to take more time to prepare. Other times we need to act before it is too late. Wisdom comes in knowing the difference. Ovid, the famous Roman poet, is reported to have said, "At times, it's folly to hasten. At other times, to delay. The wise do everything in its proper time. Thus, the wise person is never early or never late, but always right on time. On February 1st of this year, Robert Mealhammer was out hunting with three others when his party noticed a flock of Canada geese flying overhead. From a blind, one of the members of the group fired a shot that struck one of the birds. In a burst of tragic irony, the trajectory of the plummeting goose. I have a picture of a turkey. That's actually him, and you can see why he didn't pose with the goose in a moment. In a burst of tragic irony, the trajectory of the plummeting goose aligned perfectly with Millhammer's location, and it fell on him directly. The impact left injuries to his face and head, including the loss of two of his teeth. Wow. It was a really unusual, freaky accident, according to Maryland Natural Resources Police spokeswoman Candy Thompson, who said that the goose was approximately the size of a small turkey. "He's lucky," she added. "Those birds weigh a lot, and falling back down to earth, they're going to pick up a lot of speed. It's going to leave a mark." Well, it did. Obviously, hunting accidents like these are no better than the hunter than they are for the goose. Sources are unclear, however, how good they may be for the gander. Ha, ha, ha. Be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. You reap what you sow. Those who take the sword will perish by the sword.